Do I need to always speak the truth, even if it seems like an exercise in futility? Good morning. I want to share with you an exchange that the rabbi of the IDF, Rabbi Mordechai Peron, had with the Rebbe. He was dealing with an issue of violation of Shabbat. And he came before the Rebbe and he said that, according to my sense of truth, I should protest. I shouldn't let it happen. But my superiors are warning me to be quiet. Maybe they're right. And the Rebbe looked at him and said, do you know the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus? He did. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus maintained his opinion, says the Talmud, even though everyone was against him, and even though they excommunicated him, he still maintained his opinion about what he felt the truth was in halacha. Then the Rebbe asked him, do you know the story of Rabbi Akavi ben Mahalal? He did. Rabbi Akavi ben Mahalal lost a position in leadership of the Jewish people because he said his opinion in halacha, and he said that it's better for me to be a fool in the eyes of everyone for a lifetime than to be a wicked person in the eyes of God for a moment. But Rabbi Peron protested. He said, how can I compare myself to these people? And the Rebbe said, a person should fight for the truth that is in his heart. For in essence, this battle is with himself. And he should remember that he stands before the God of truth. And then the Rebbe continued, sometimes today's waves are very high and terrible, and one thinks that the storm will last forever. But suddenly, the sea comes and everything is forgotten. And that is actually what happened in this particular issue. When he got back to Israel, everyone just left the issue alone. In a fight for the truth. I dedicate a minute of Torah today to the neshama of Reb Ronnie Schwartz's mother. His anniversary of passing is today. May the neshama have an aliyah, and may she be a good to better on behalf of all of her family for all good, b'sich klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day of truth.